Again, you've hinted at another question, actually, and this is from Ronald Rudolph, who asks about epigenetics. Now, you've said about the way that genes are regulated. Epigenetics essentially just means beyond the genome. So a gene codes for a protein, and then an epigene might code to turn it off or turn it up or turn it down or tell it whereabouts in the body to work. So what does this sort of relatively young science of epigenetics, what does that tell us about the sort of stem cell therapy and gene therapy that we're looking at today?
Epigenetics is increasingly important in our understanding of how genes work. As you say, it regulates in some ways how the genes are turned on or off. It's important through developmental processes. It's important in adult cells, in fetal cells. It's also important in gene therapy because we know if we don't get the sequences right, that the genes can become epigenetically modified. So it may switch off unexpectedly, which is undesirable, or may switch on unexpectedly, which is also undesirable. So epigenetics is important. There's a lot of ongoing work.